In the 1960s, you were planning to be an engineer, but then you decided to pursue film. How did you decide to shift gears and start making movies?
There were people who worked in the industry, electronic industry, would come in and take classes. And so you got to know these people, and you found yourself wondering, how would I look 20 years or 30 years from now? Would I be, you know, the same attitude and telling the same bad jokes? It just didn't seem very exciting. But I was, at the same time, working at the library downtown, and I was going to the movies a lot. And I decided, oh, that looks pretty interesting. And I went over to UCLA and discovered, there's classes you can take. And that's how I got involved.
How many other African-Americans were in film school with you?
There weren't that many on campus, period. And they had, I guess, about five African-American students in the film department, which is quite a lot, comparatively speaking.
How were the films you wanted to make different than the films that your fellow students wanted to make?
Well, you know, I came from a totally black community, and you know, shaped by all those situations and things like that, and the civil rights movement and stuff like that. When I got to UCLA, it was a whole different attitude in the sense that you had really affluent people there, and they were making film, but their concerns were far different than mine. They were in terms of self-expression, and like they were, you know, this whole flower children, hippie generation and stuff like that, and just things that was sort of far removed from what my concerns were. And so I was wondering, how am I going to exist in this environment? What kind of films would I make that they would appreciate? But I was taking this documentary film class that was taught by Basil Wright. I guess it was through there and his conversations that really helped me in saying, you know, you make your films. Because, you know, documentary films are about people. It sort of fitted in with my wanting to tell stories about the neighborhood and about what happened, the failures and school systems and things like that.
And while you were in school still, right, it was when you made the film Killer of Sheep.
Yeah, it was my thesis film.
And that dealt with a worker in a slaughterhouse. Uh-huh. Could you tell me a bit about that film?
First of all, a lot of us got in the films as the reaction to the kind of films that Hollywood had been making about people of color. And we were a group of people who wanted to tell our stories, you know, realistic stories about the community. And so I wanted to make a film that didn't look like it was a Hollywood film. It was to do several things. One, to demystify filmmaking in the community because kids worked on the film, they did sound and stuff like that. It was also to present a slice of life, what it was like from a day-to-day situation, and from that, how would you form policies that would help Stan in the community?
One of the things the main character, Stan, says that struck me, well, his friend says to him, now you think you're middle class. And Stan says, we ain't poor. I give away things to the Salvation Army. You can't give away things to the Salvation Army if you're poor.
Well, I remember going to school, and the teacher asked the class, where do you fit in on this scale? You know, middle class, poor, and all this sort of thing like that. You know, and of course, everyone thought, well, you're not rich, not poor either, but you're middle class. And the teacher sort of surprised us, and said, no, you're not middle class either. And we were like, all looking at ourselves, poor? You kidding? But that was a realization as just a kid, you know, and it was really a mind-opening, disturbing kind of realization.
How did that classification change your life then?
It was a sudden awakening. I think if it was anything, it was the beginning of my political awareness in a certain sense, you know. No, I was a shocker.
What is it that makes it tough, you think, for your movies to attract a broad audience?
People like to be entertained primarily. More than just entertainment, I think, and that's the issue I have with film is because, you know, it costs so much to make a film, so there has to be something redeemable about it. A lot of it has to do with re-educating the audience and trying to recapture that audience that does exist.
What would you say makes a film redeemable, and in particular, your films?
I think when someone comes up to you and say, you know, your film changed my life, your film made me do this and that, you know, I saw something in it, you know, and it doesn't have to be a lot of people, just one or two people, a few people. It said it really made a difference in my life.
This bitter earth, well, what the fruit it bears. What good is love? That no one shares. And if my life is like the dust, ooh, that hides the glow of a rose, but what good am I? Heaven only knows. Lord, this bitter earth. Yes, can be so cold. Today you're young, too soon you're old, but while a voice within me cries, I'm sure someone may answer my call. This bitter earth, ooh, may not, oh, be so bitter.